It's time now for our press review with Deeptika Laurent. Good to have you with us in studio this morning, Deepti. Firstly, the reviews are in after Joe Biden's press conference was overshadowed yet again by major performance stumbles. Take us through the reaction.
Yeah, that's right. The US president, Sharon, running for re-election, of course, delivered remarks at the conclusion of NATO's 75th summit in Washington. It's here, actually, on the front page of the Washington Post, in its front page picture. It was crucially an opportunity for him to dispel any doubts around his mental fitness to continue as president should he be re-elected in November. And yet, it was not so much the case, as the Washington Post notes in its analysis here. Biden held court on multiple issues, from physical fitness to global issues. His more detailed answers coming in responses to the U.S.'s to questions about the U.S.'s international relations. However, his performance was, of course, overshadowed by major embarrassing slip-ups, referring to, for instance, the Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky as President Putin, and also he called Kamala Harris his own vice president as Vice President Trump. It prompted three more Democrats to call on Biden to stand aside, even if some advisors privately thought that he did a relatively good job, Sharon.
And it is those gaffes, Deepti, more than anything else that the press is really focusing in on this morning.
Yeah, that's right. Those glaring errors, even if he did correct himself on the Putin one, they're really dominating the press today. This is the Guardian, the British paper, The Guardian's cartoonist Ben Jennings, who sees Biden there in literally in the shadow of Donald Trump, suggesting that maybe Donald Trump needs to lay low. He needs to bide his time, or biding is Biden time, as you see in that little play on words there, while a more or less frail-looking Biden pretty much implodes. The Times of London has penned this rather sarcastic article, a political sketch by Tom Peck, who says, "Good night, President Bush, Biden, and good luck." Noting that while we are all guilty of slip-ups from time to time, this presidential slip-up by Biden is a paradigm shift. His knowledge on foreign policy was more impressive, granted, than Trump's recent rants on death by shark attacks or electrocution by electric by battery-powered boat. However, Biden had one chance to prove that he's still fighting fit. Instead, he coughed, slurred his words, and confused his own vice president. It's also gotten some reviews in the National Review, which is a conservative magazine in the U.S. The magazine really wondering if the universe is conspiring to put Donald Trump in the White House, because does he have a drawer full of four-leaf clovers? That's what they wonder. He must be the luckiest man to ever climb the greasy pole of American electoral politics after defeating a host of Republican candidates in 2016 to now, where he's facing a very weak Joe Biden, or possibly an unknown swapped-in nominee. He must have lady luck on his side to get this far, despite his politics.
Let's change gears now, Deepti, pun intended. An Eritrean rider has won his third stage in 12 at the Tour de France.
Yeah, that's right, Sharon. 24-year-old Biniam Girmay, who already won a sprint stage, became the first Black African rider to do so at the Tour de France. He's continuing his dream run. The Intermarché Wanty rider also triumphed on stage 8 and now again on stage 12. He said that the green jersey gave him wings. That stage taking place at Villeneuve-sur-Lot, triplé pour Érythrée. That's what L'Équipe says, a triple for Eritrea, because indeed it's a victory also for the Eritrean rider. And on Twitter, you can see some of those scenes of jubilation after he won that third stage. This is in the capital, Asmara, because previously Biniam Girmay has also said that his victories are also a victory for Black African for African writers in general. So a victory for him, but also for his country.
Sure. Enjoy in Italy too, Deepti. You're staying with sports. Italy, it is enjoying unprecedented success in both men's and women's tennis right now.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe not so much in the football, but definitely in the tennis. Corriere della Sera headlining today on Jasmine Paolini here. She has made it to her second consecutive final and first ever at Wimbledon. She duked it out with the Croat player Donna Vekic. Their match at 2:51 in the semifinal is the longest semifinal ever played in the history of Wimbledon in women's tennis. Paolini's cry, she becomes the first Italian to make it to a Wimbledon final. That's what Corriere della Sera says on its front page, while you have a Quotidiano Sportivo who calls her, simply hails this new princess named Jasmine, who is granted enjoying the best form of her career right now, Sharon.
Deepti, thank you so much. That is Deepti Calaron joining us there with a look through the papers. Well, that-